All right, welcome back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. That was Human Being, a song by MI featuring Two Face and Sound Sultan. May his beautiful soul keep resting. Okay, so we're still discussing inflation, and this is me asking you about the prices of things in your area. You just let me know. We have tons of WhatsApp messages, so I'll try my best to squeeze in as much as possible before we get into the soul therapy segment. But regardless, this is still the chat station with Ada Blessing, your radio girlfriend. We have this text here that reads, good morning, Ada. Let's look at the time. It's 2 minutes gone past 12, so it's morning. Before this, Femi Omotayo has been calling since forever via Skype. So let me just take Femi's call and then I'll get back to the WhatsApp messages. Femi Omotayo, are you there? I'm trying to have you on the mic so we hear from you. Yes, Femi, good morning. Welcome.
Hello, Ada.
Hi.
Good evening to you.
It's morning. Welcome.
Thank you so much. This topic actually is a very interesting topic. Most of the time, I just think about it, that how do we cope in Nigeria? I know I'm not in Nigeria, but I always feel for my siblings back home in Nigeria.
Can imagine.
If you look at the Nigerian system does not... there's a way the Nigerian system fuels corruption. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? The Nigerian system fuels corruption, because if you set the minimum wage at 40,000 naira...
30.
Okay, it's even 30,000 naira. Mm-hmm. And somebody buys a bag of rice for 40-something thousand naira.
Crazy.
They come to think of it. Does that add up? It doesn't add up at all.
At all.
And for a family man that has children, and those children goes to school, you understand what I'm trying to say? They will have some basic needs they need every day and stuff like that. How do you want a family like that to cope with such an amount? So it's kind of... it's not normal, you understand? In the outside world, there's no way you'll not be able to afford what you can eat. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah,
it's never difficult for anybody to afford what he or she can eat in the outside world, be it UK or be it America. You get what I'm trying to say? Because the thing is that I think we buy, is it 10 pounds of rice? I can't remember. I think it's 12 kg of rice. We buy it for like $21.
Okay.
We buy for like $21 here. If you convert it to naira, it's actually a large amount. But the thing is that the smallest job in Texas, maybe the basic income in Texas is like maybe $13 or $14 maybe per hour, depending on the kind of job you do. So basically, an hour job, you'll be able to afford like 12 kg of rice, not a whole month salary as it is in Nigeria. So the Nigerian system is just kind of very crazy. It's not, you understand?
Sadly.
So there's no way there won't be corruption. There's no way people will not go to work and they will do the misnormal to gain extra money. So if you get 40,000 naira in Nigeria and you want your child to go to a very good school, you know how much a good school costs in Nigeria? So I don't even know what to say right now, because it's just... It's a very crazy system. It's a very, very, very crazy system. So our government needs to go back to the drawing board and think about all these things, all these parameters. That's why you have an economic team. But the economy in Nigeria is nothing to write home about. It's nothing to write home about. Because food should be a basic thing. We should not think about it before we get food. We should not think about it. Because a man that is filled up, that has food in his stomach, will not think of something that will not think of involving himself in social vices. Because there are a lot of people, they will not do what they are doing right now. Maybe they will not even commit the crime they are being involved right now when they have food. It's not an excuse at the same time, but our government needs to go back to the drawing board. The kind of job you do, because if you do one job in America and you're serious about it, you'll be able to pay for your rent. Okay, let's assume that you don't care for anybody in Nigeria. You'll be able to pay for your rent, buy food, buy meat, buy milk, buy whatever you need.
Okay.
You understand? So that's why somebody disagree with Comrade Ikechukwu about what he said. Because even there are some Nigerians here that, because of what they earn is good enough for them, because they have basically, they are paying for it. We know they are paying for it. They are paying for taxes. They are paying for all these things. But they can still afford it with the smallest kind of job they do. So the smallest kind of job we do in Nigeria, which is the basic of 30,000, is not even enough for that man to survive in a month. It's not enough. How is it going to be enough? It's not enough. So that's my take. Let me allow other people to call. So that's my take. So our government we have a lot of work to do, for real. We have a lot of work to do. Food should be basic for everybody. Thank you so much, Ada.
Thank you so much for calling. Like he just said the bitter truth. Oh well. Good morning, Ada. This is not a joke at all. Even vegetable oil and palm oil is no-go area. All the prices have skyrocketed. Follow home from Ikorodu. Good morning, Ada. True, true. Bread, 100 naira a day for Orile Igamo. I really don't eat much, but I will finish 5 of that bread at a go. David from Sulere. So that's you consuming 500 naira worth of bread at a go. Okay, 500 naira, not that bad. Although it's a known fact that people turn to hot commodities when December is approaching, which then creates artificial scarcity and inflates the price. I agree. I told you guys that last week I went to Balogun Market, right? So I was trying to get something for a friend and for myself for her wedding. And I was just saying to myself, oh, should I just wait and then get this thing next month? And one of the guys there selling was like, no, madam, buy them now, no. From next month now, Mba Market, things go cost. And I'm like, wait, how do you all know this? Is it that you people just sit down and then decide that you just want to increase the prices of things because you know that people will now start coming to the market to get things for Christmas, and then you just feel that at that point it's a need? So no matter how much you place on those commodities, people will definitely pay for those things because it's more like they need it for next month. Come on, it's unfair. So I quite agree with this text, right? The person went on to say, okay, by the way, Femi went on to say, as for bread, yes, you can get agege bread that is reasonable for 300 naira to 500 naira depending. I buy 250 naira daily and sometimes 300 naira. I bought today. That's for we who eat agege bread, shall not from major retail stores. I steer through Larry and I work in VI. Femi. Okay, Femi. I think... Nah. Not taking this. The bread is 750 naira a year. Tifaja. The average Nigerian now is fed up of the hardship that we're experiencing and is more likely to jackwa. It's only the grace of God that will still have some sense of dignity and safety because prices are ridiculously high. We have more street beggars in suits now on the streets. We have more street beggars and suits now on the street. God save us from this mess. Yinka from Ikwaja. My brother was given assignment in school to draw something on a cardboard paper. Our cardboard now is 150 naira. I was like, this thing used to be 30 naira. I agree. I bought cardboard paper when it was 20 naira now. You buy the sky blue, you buy pink, you buy white. It used to be 20 naira. I used to get 5. 400 naira. It's now 150. Nigeria. Adana. Oh. Adana, rich kid. Now, why are we going with agege bread and one more with ice? With ice soaked in pepper. Just tell them to give you only the oil. The cost of things in Nigeria now, and God could help us. I won't drink tea and bread with fried egg as breakfast. Bread is 200 naira. Egg is 1,002. Okay, 100 naira too. Is that what you're saying? Bar oil is 150. Meal is 100 naira. Milk is... Okay, you call the brand. So yes, the milk or the yogurt is 250 naira. Total is 900 naira. It's indeed shameful and appalling. The situation is bad. Philemon from Shasha. Alright. Good morning, Nadia. Well, there's a high rate of foreign exchange and as well as the hike in price of diesel. They're all contributing factors to the high cost of rice, and it's sad. Bag of rice is 36,000 naira here. Bamidoski once again. Okay. Good evening. Okay. We enjoy Nigeria Info FM. Thank you so much for that. Ada, why you have high cost of stuff in Lagos is nothing but the fault of the Lagos state government. Flour of bread in 2015 was sold for 6,000 naira, but now it's been sold for 38,000 naira. Any vehicle carrying foodstuff in Lagos state government. In Lagos state, the state government mandates area boys to charge point by point So it's a terrible situation. Worst in Lagos. Kafo from Osolu Kingdom. This Shemo from Kastina. Okay. This is Shemo from Kastina. I go with the previous caller that says something about the way people tip forces at every road junction or so. I pity you guys in Lagos when you complain about the cost of foodstuff. Onions, pepper, pomo, yam over here are so cheap. One bag over here, so people sell for 20,000 naira. The only solution to this... give me a moment. Alright. The only solution to stop this hike in price is by curbing corruption. Every division in this country is so corrupt. God help Nigeria. I really appreciate this, but please, when you're sending a text, alright, make it easy for us. Ada blessing. Make China come carry us as slaves. Nigeria will change, or let's sell this country, Jerry. Come on. Good morning, Ada. In August, I ran away to Vietnam. Since I came here, my wife has been complaining about the prices of things. Just yesterday, she told me that a bag of rice is now sold for 39,000 naira. Crate of egg is now 2,000 naira. Do you know that? Here in Vietnam, prices of several items are decreasing instead. Wow, are you serious? Prices are decreasing. When are we actually going to say that as Nigerians? Every country has a price regulatory body, but for Nigeria, no way. There is no better bread for 550 naira. Good bread is from 1,200, sadly. Why are you people doing this to me? Why? Like, why? I don't know no Costa biscuits. I don't know no agege bread. I know agege bread. I just don't like it. And ewa going. But I don't know wafers biscuit based on her Ajebo lifestyle. And yet, Ada go dey follow us claim say she self be street on top radio even when she no experience ghetto life like some of us. Now, see us 20 naira biscuit of those days and agege bread with ewa going. We dudes like us, they use 250 naira and 300 naira flex with momo and two pure water during our secondary school days in late 90s. Sounds strange for Ada hearing. Ah, I'll skip this. Ada, this country don't cast. Make we tell ourselves the truth. And traders majorly, they contribute 50 to 60% of the problems they face for this country. And assets of sky rising inflation on goods and commodities, because them know this, they know this sincere at all on the prices of their goods, because them so much focus on huge profit making in spite of the substandard items we them they sell, without considering the deflation in money value and how difficult it is because the buyers it is for the buyers to make this piece of little change or peanuts being paid to their buyers' salaries. I won't buy pure water of 10 naira sometime last year in November, only for the seller to tell me that price of pure water has increased to 20 naira due to the increase in dollar. Chai, Ada, my hand just fall immediately. See, Ada, I don't long give up on this country due to how we don't make corruption part and parcel of us, like a canker worm that we've all been diagnosed with as Nigerians, and it's now a thing of norm amongst us and those that call themselves our leaders. Atai, I beg. Elvin Crack typing once again. I love how this color... Okay. Wow, this is actually a long one. Okay. Ada, it's by location. They know the caliber of people that come to buy from them. It's like a public market that opens up near a residential estate where residents pay rent of millions. Okay, pay rent in millions, I guess that's what you're trying to say. The market women, they know. You know, mothers are the best shoppers when they pull up with big, big jeep in that area worth 5 million naira plus. You think say market women, they pity them? Never. Ada, na so ibio. I know prices are relatively high, but we in Festac know how they go. The price of food items in Agboju market is much better than prices of items in our neighborhood public market in 23 Road. So prices of item is dependent on market location in your area. Fred, I want to appeal to that man to please change his food buyer, the one that Okay. The one that says plenty sand and stones in his food, please, he should change his food vendor. I quite agree. Some markets are actually not conducive to sell foodstuff. Some people carelessly display their foodstuff for the day and rush to pack the store anyhow for another market day. One pair of jeans in Alaba Suru, na 3,000 naira. Polo shirts, na 700 naira. Know your market and shop. 700 naira? Please, what quality is that? At that one day, please have a topic for the average amount used to process a visa application to US, UK and Canada. Let us truly know if all these people running away are suffering real bad. If they can cough out such amounts, please make it a special topic. Hey, Ada. It's true, people will hold rise this Ember Month in court. Okay, so as to sell at higher prices, creating artificial scarcity. I believe, Mr. Franco, some people are not in business to give good services. That wicked practice is what makes their business thrive. Employers are even teaching their employees they only want to see integrity on your CV. You dare not practice it when they employ you. Just see what happens with rice packaging out there. Totally agree with Isidum. Yes. Wow, that biscuit now is only 3. Ha. Ada Ewa beans now. It's just mushy mushy. You say a brown thing. Ah, me. Okay. He went on to send me the picture of the bread. Ada, see this bread, they first stack. It go feed 3 people. When I think, say, I did lie. Ha ha. Wahala. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Good morning.
It's again.
You're welcome, Ibuka.
Ada, I want to tell you something again.
Tell me.
You know this book in the shy?
Yeah.
Did you chop on my way?
No.
Did you chop on yes or no? I won't know.
No.
Okay.
Why?
Why? You know, Indomie and 2 egg. You know how much it is? You want chop on for me, Shai? 2 Indomie, 2 egg.
Okay, I had it once this year and I got it for 700 naira.
Okay. This year.
Yeah, okay. I think that was
2 noodles. That was 2 eggs.
That was in July. No, I got 1 and 4 eggs.
Okay. Well, at least you try. Wait on 2 eggs, 2 noodles.
That was in July, yo.
And now they tell you 2 eggs, 2 noodles with tea. You know.
Hello, are you there?
You know what it means.
Tell me.
1,200.
Are you for real? 1,200. I remember back then there used to be this little size of noodles like the carton for 1,400. Ah.
Now they tell you.
Wow.
1,200. 2 egg, 2 indomie with tea. Mishai, I'm booking Mishai. That is what I eat every time. If I don't want to make anything,
for now
I don't pick up on my game. I just told you, of course, it's too expensive. See, Ada, if I mention things for you, I'd like to drop away. If I mention things for you, you're a good boss. I just tell you.
That's crazy.
Okay, may I come bust your head again?
Please don't bust it, please. Okay. Thanks for respecting me. Good morning, Ada. Everything in Nigeria now is on the high side. I don't even know why I came back from overseas. Baba K, are you for real? Ada, how are we going to cope? This one has to one call off strike. Waiting our eyes will see, like the bag of rice 40K. How mechanic won't cope like this? Now only ballers will resume more. We mechanic were not ready yet. Bag of pure water is now 250 naira to 300 naira. I kid you not. When I heard the news that they might call it off on Thursday, yes, I was happy. But then again, I thought of my brothers. It's like, wait, how much am I actually going to send to these boys for their upkeep? Like, how much? Let's even start with that. And to now think of how much boys consume food. Like, how much is now going to be enough for both of them? Water. They don't drink saturated water. I mean, bottle water is now 1,600, and there are two. So in a month, 20,000 naira alone for water. And then bag of rice. So bag of rice, 40,000 naira, 20,000 naira for water. That's 60,000 already for water and rice. And there is gari to think of. There is beans. There is oil. You now have to get them dry fish. You now have to now get them snacks. Ah. I don't want to think of my problems now, way. Wow. Parents, how are you all coping? That's a lot. It's well. Okay, please, Ada, play me Do the Right Thing, or Every Day for the Thief, One Day for the Owner of the House. I'll play the song for you, okay? Good morning, Ada. Daria from Alimosho. Well, food, water, electricity, everything is very expensive. The only thing that is less costly is the air we breathe. The air itself gets pollutant. This air should say it is free. All right, we have this text here that reads, Ada, I will finish 1,000 naira at a go without being satisfied. As of 2019, bread in South Africa was 100 rand, which was the biggest size. While in Ghana, bread is 50. Are you talking about 50 cedis? 50 what? Okay, to 10 cedis. Oh, okay. Now, Wait. Please, you have to put back this text. Let me understand it, okay? So sorry for that. I had a fear, make ahead no boss with those ghetto street inflation prices of commodities. Way that affects that caller, they analyze for her. I mean, crack, just leave me alone. I've told you before, I don't live for streets before, but you don't want to believe me. It's okay. You follow me, live for where I live.
At that moment,
yes, Mr. Frag.
This person that has been calling, I thank God first of all for that. Your last caller, I say he wants to bust your brain, so I have to do something. His phone cut off,
okay.
And so he has to thank me now.
Hey.
But it's not for me now. He could have bust your brain. How can somebody say you bust at her mommy's brain?
What did you do?
You want to know what I did?
Yeah, what did you do?
Don't worry, when you come back home, I will tell you.
When I come back home? Wahala.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hello, mommy.
Sir?
This is your caller that has been calling for the first time. That's 600 naira bread. We'll fill up three people. Can you ask him, how is the taste of that bread? Do you know that there are some bread that, if you put it inside water for 3 hours, do not soak any water.
How? Why? 3 hours? Come on, that's not possible.
Do you know that me now?
Yeah.
The bread, I am that type that used to put bread inside if I take it. Do you know that style? I want to eat bread and tea, and I'll put it inside the tea and eat it.
Yeah, I used to do that as a child, but my mom beat that spirit out of me.
No, that is why I used to take my own.
But that's not the right way.
Do you know that type of bread, if you put it inside tea for like 5 minutes and put it inside your mouth, you will not see any taste of tea. Do not soak anything in water.
Why?
Is it why this, what this person said we should buy? It is more than 3 times that he has been glamorizing of this bread for first tax, 600. How is this bread? Let us go to first tax and buy the bread.
So you transport yourself all the way from where you are to first tax just to go and buy 600 naira bread.
Yes, wow, now.
Smart move. Okay.
Bread now. Before you eat bread, is there any good bread again? There was a day we discussed this in a year in this library. Then they were telling you what they are using to do bread now. As if you hear it, you will not even eat bread again.
I mean, I stopped eating agege bread for a reason. I used to enjoy agege bread. But then that I was staying at Abulegba, I told you people, I stayed at Abulegba in the year 2016 for about 3-4 months. Then I moved to Lekki. I was going to work one morning. I saw this lady, she was using broom to dust the bread. Broom and foam. And I have phobia for foam. I've said this on the radio.
That's foam, you see.
Ah,
they don't wash it from year to year.
My dear, that turned me off. Since 2016 till date, I've not touched agege bread.
They don't want Never. That foam from year to year. Do you know why I don't like that agege bread?
Why?
Yeah, I was living before year 2000. There was one engineer, that is the head of the operator for where they are doing that bread close to my house. That moment, one day, there's one track road across there. See this man, he was not wearing clothes. Oh, the body is eczema.
Ah.
Eczema, this man was using and packing all his bread and they just put nylon on the ground. And be arranging those bread.
Okay.
Not minding the flies and at the back of that place was photo everywhere. They're arranging this thing. When the flies too much, they will just do shh.
Ew.
Hi. I said, me. Hi. God is a wonderful God.
I agree.
Because if you know what we are eating, that is why I vow that I can never eat anything in a restaurant. Me? Even if I go anywhere, don't eat anything in a restaurant. I don't. Every 2 days or three, I will not.
Oh, wow.
I wonder these people that used to give somebody plate, go and buy me something. I cannot try it.
Okay.
My food is that one I cook in my house. And that is it. At least, I want to live long. God is helping us. We have to help ourselves. And again, the last one. We have been shouting, complaining of high cost of living and high cost of food. What is the way forward? What are we going to do now to change this situation? Are we tired? Or do we still want to try? All of us that have called this night now, I didn't see anybody that says that they have one party shop or one party market that once you are a member of this party, you go there and buy anything you want to buy for free or in a lower price. We have been living fine in this country until this particular set of people come and take over. Everything changed. Let us join hands and push them out so that we can have a better space. At least other people that will come who have a fear, at least to change things. Did you know that the head party, the party for the flag bearer of this party, said something today? He said that people are saying that they need a change in government and they should shut up.
Okay, I don't know who you're talking about, but we are not going to have that conversation.
We are not going there. The people that are talking about the change of government, they should shut up. Did he tell me? No, he told the Nigerians. Because if they try it, so they let him go. He said that we shut up. Me, I will not shut up.
Okay, Mr. Frank.
Life.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, yeah. Thanks for calling. This text here reads, I doubt if you had trenches prices. I am not scared, but it's quite difficult to accept. Yeah, I mean, don't blame me. Tell Oga Frank, say they taste not correct. Nah, Danti bread, what does that mean? You get the one where sweet past the 600 naira. The bakery day here inside Fesak. I know the joke. Please come to Fesak and buy this bread, Mr. Frank. You go confess. Tell them to stop you at 21 Road. The bakery is there. The solution is that we have to help food transporters and call out the injustice they face from security men and all sorts of market unions frustrating the easy movement of their commodities. Quite agree. Thank you, Jerry, Mr. Frank. No mind at that. Open crack once again. What have I done? Kingsley Osage, what I do most times is I buy things in bulk, even if we still have such products at home because of scarcity. I bought a bag of rice 1 month ago for 31,000 naira, and I'm yet to even open it because we still have the one that we're eating, and I had to start rearing birds to cater for my protein consumption. And as for bread, we used to run a bakery, but we stopped because of high cost of production. But we produce the ones that we eat at home. That's how we've been coping all this while, by the grace of God. Are you for real? That's really cool. That's a very smart move, but you have the money to actually, you know, set up these things and then start. What about people that can't even afford the bread itself, not to talk of, you know, the things for the production? But well done. I applaud you. That's really cool. Please, Ada, play me to the right. Okay, you've asked for this. I have taken the text. Hello?
Morning, good to you, Ada.
Hello, good morning, Mr. Chris. How are you?
I'm fine, my sister.
You're welcome.
All our callers and listeners, morning, good to everyone on phone. Ada, happy birthday to mommy.
Oh, my goodness. Thank
mommy,
you. Mommy. Today is my mom's birthday.
Mommy will live long.
I forgot. Like I told
mommy
you.
Mommy will see her children.
Amen.
And that the same goes to every one of us.
Amen. Thank you so much for reminding me. What a child. Maybe, I would have remembered. Yeah. I mean, I'm still working.
It's not late now.
Yeah, okay. But. Wow.
Yes. Mama, okay. Good health, prosperity.
Amen. Thank you.
And that, thank you very much. Thank you. Mm. Mommy, you will live long. You know why I always say that prayer, Sada?
Tell me.
My wife did not live long.
You
know, she died at 40. And they say life begin at 40. I had to put that grammar.
Mm-hmm.
Life starts at 40, right?
Yeah.
So I've been doing that prayer point. Every of us, we are going to live long. We will see our children.
Amen.
I'm telling you that. Aha. High cost of things. You know, I go to market now. This government, I don't know. I don't want to say they don't know what they are doing. And that's just three things. So if they fix those three things for the past 7 years, we won't be able to find ourselves today. Security. You know, the farmers, they can't go to farm. You fix the refinery. Even if not two, you fix. This high cost of diesel, high cost of fuel, the transportation, you know, to bring food stuff from the north. It won't be that high, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you fix NEPA. So you get small scale people doing small things. No. They know what they are doing. And the funny thing, Nigerians are not helping matters. We are still following them. I watched them the other day, you know, since last month. I never talk about all these politicians anymore. You know, I told you.
Okay.
With what Tony did for me.
Yeah.
I will never. Yeah. This is somebody I never met before. I don't know him.
Yeah.
And
right.
I reach out to my family. This politician, look at the one in River State. I've been praising all these years. They've gone and appoint 14,000 advisors. To advise you to do what? People are suffering. They started campaigning now. I see our people clapping. I go to the market the other day. Paint of Gary. The guy said, Uncle, you don't come down. I said, how much? He said, 1,000. From how much before? 1,000. You remove 100 naira.
Wow.
Paint of Bing. This will load you. It's 2,005. Then you loan you 3,000.
Oh,
rice, two type, I'll be three type. The lower one, 2,500. Another one, 3,000. This is what my wife said. A pint of Gary when my wife was selling was 350 naira.
Oh,
the biggest yam at Downicha is 350. Today, come to Jesha Market, a tuba of yam in the year 1,800. Somebody mentioned ice fish. The other day, I want to buy croaker fish. Two, the lady said 3,000. And 3,000 here. So, if they fix all those things, now you know there's flood now. You come to my local government in Dukwa East, about 18 communities. My uncle, them, their yams, they couldn't address it. Water, flood don't carry everywhere.
Wow.
Just fix refinery. So, we won't be importing fuel. You know, diesel, everything will come down. Fix NEPA. The security, you promise us you will flush this guy.
people cannot go to farm.
Sadly.
Eh? You have everything to yourself. What of the masses? You don't care. Thank God for this, our people, where they come from abroad. We don't help people through you and Chief Quadri. Then today, me, any of them, I will never not be me and them anymore. Ada?
Okay.
Happy birthday to mommy.
Thank
mommy,
you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Ada.
I'll definitely tell her this. Thank you. And thanks for reminding me what a child I am. A proud one. Hello?
Yeah, Ada, it's Phil calling back.
Welcome back.
Yes, thank you. This the young man that keeps reiterating the fact that they have 550 bread. Nobody is telling you that you don't have 550 bread or 600 naira bread. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've said it tonight that we have 100 naira bread even. So, but you, the fact that you are telling us it will be enough for three grown adults is something that gives me headache. I mean, you should please stop saying that in on radio. It doesn't make sense. Don't come and start telling us 500 naira bread will feed three grown adults. And that, you reason them now. Now this country all of us day now. Last year, I have this friend, this female friend. She likes bread a lot. She usually buys 600 naira bread, very big. I'll be like, ah, why are you buying this mighty bread? She'll be like, ah, she likes taking bread and tea every morning, so she had to buy, and it will last her for a few days. Ada, you cannot buy. We cannot buy 600 naira bread right now. Like, for that 600 naira bread, just one day for herself. Who does? She being a lady, she takes takes it with tea, morning half don't go, then night the next half. That's all. And somebody is coming here to tell us that 600 naira bread go feed three grown adults. Come on now, please. Please, I beg the thing. As a day like this, are they vexed? You know, you don't want us to mention. You said you don't want us to mention government. This government, but apparently, the only reason. I mean, that's, I don't know where else we can point to. It's crazy. You don't really understand. See, I don't want to start going personal or something. But like I said earlier, you get where we'll talk these things reach. Like the other guy that said he drank Gary and all, tears go, they roll down your cheeks. It's painful. I started wondering, like, those days where Raskimono, Sonny Okoso, when they were thinking about Nigeria, which way Nigeria, under pressure Nigeria and all. That means that time Nigeria and heaven compared to now. Think about it. I mean, it's so painful. You don't get. People are getting depressed on a daily.
True.
So don't tell us. We know that we have 500 naira bread. We know that 200 naira bread is available. 100 naira bread saves a day. They don't come and tell us 500 naira bread will feed three grown adults. Come on now. Unless maybe they are sick and they don't eat much.
Maybe they don't eat much. I mean, I said that.
Yeah, maybe. Just maybe. They don't eat much. Then you can now say, okay, three of them can share 500 naira bread. Nobody can fight you for that. It's normal. Don't tell us the bakery that they bake it. We have 200 naira bread on the street. We have 100 naira bread on the street.
Okay.
But can it suffice a healthy adult?
Okay.
It cannot. Please. Thank you.
Easy. Thank you so much. So my brother was with me for about 2 months. He came to visit me in Lagos. And I am used to getting a loaf of bread and it stays for like a week. Yeah, I put it in the fridge and whenever I want, I just take like two slices of bread and then I microwave and take tea or custard or whatever. I don't eat much. So when I came, I had that mindset that this loaf of bread was gonna last for maybe 3 to 4 days. Breaking news. I got it the first day and I took my two slices of bread off and I took my tea and I think I left the house. I went somewhere. I got busy. So 2 days later, I wanted to just have bread and fried egg. I opened the fridge. Lo and behold, it was empty. Like, no bread. And I called my brother. I was like, how far now? And he said, "Ah, oh, I finished it yesterday." I was like, "Eh, wait, 1,000 naira. You finished it in 2 days. How?" And he started laughing. He was like, "Hey, it's just bread now." I was like, "Wait, if you're not here, there are times that I just have bread in my fridge for 2 weeks." Yeah, some of you be like, "Ada, it's not, it, well, it's very healthy when you always have light. It doesn't get bad. Just put it in the fridge. Yeah, to be very cold. When you want some, you just take it in the microwave and it's fine." Sailors on board, I mean the ones, you know, on the ship, that's how they store their food for like 3-4 months. My dear, what I had to do was, to avoid problems, I went to the mall the next day. I got two loaves, one for me and one for him. I told him, "See, if you like, finish yours within 5 minutes. I don't care. But the next time I am going shopping is on Saturday. Dare not come close to mine." That's when my brother started petting bread. I could see him struggle. He was literally struggling to make sure that his loaf of bread, you know, takes him for the week. And now you're telling me that a loaf will feed 3 adults. Well, it's possible if they eat like me. It's very possible. But someone like my kid brother, nah, don't even try it. Don't. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, please.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah. Good morning, Ada.
Yeah, good morning. What's your name?
My name is Michael.
All right. You're welcome. Talk to me.
Let's talk, please.
Go ahead.
Did you know that in Nigeria now,
yeah,
when was the last time you saw 5 naira?
I still have it.
You have it?
Yeah, I've had it for like 2 years.
It's no more useful. You can't use it.
Obviously. That's, see, I don't plan on using it. I am saving it to show my kids.
Let me. Okay. That's fine. That's the only thing you can use it for. You can't even use 10 naira now.
True, but I also have it. I am preserving it.
The only thing you can use now, and I'll tell you what you can use it to buy. In fact, you can't even use 20 naira.
True.
The only money you can use.
Well, you can use it to get chewing gum. It's
chewing
one.
Gum. Yeah. Chewing gum is 50 naira.
No, there's this small blue one. I don't want to call the name, but it's quite popular. They sell one for 20 naira.
Well, the last time I bought sweet, Tom, we used to buy Tom
in the market to sweets now, more 300, 500.
Let me tell you, I used to buy Tom Tom, five, I think 50 naira. Now, one Tom Tom, they'll give you 3, 50 naira.
Wow.
Some places, they'll give you only one, they'll give you 2 for 50 naira.
Wow.
Let me start from there. I know I don't have much time, but I know that in the creation of man, there's something God put in everybody. Everybody has it. It's called conscience. Conscience is what I define that gave birth to love. Now, the way I am now, let me use myself as an example. There's no way somebody will come to me that they don't have, even if it's my last card. If I didn't give that person that thing, my conscience will not leave me to rest. That's me. Now, these people, I don't want to call names. Where are they taking all of these things? So please, where? Where are they taking it to? Did you know that the last time I bought flight ticket, I bought 29,500. Now you cannot buy it. If you double that money, you cannot still buy it.
You have no idea. I traveled in the month of August. I paid 210,000 naira.
Okay.
Round trip.
I did not even buy it for myself. I bought for somebody. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, the bread that you are talking about now, please. When we say bread, shoe get size. Let me use that word.
Okay.
I don't know if you understand.
Of course
bread,
I do.
There are some bread that you eat, your chest will be peppering you. You understand?
Yeah.
So maybe the bread he's talking about is just, see, no, let me say another thing. I'm not saying I'm this, I'm that, or whatever. With all humility.
Yeah.
It's been long. I can say for 7 or 6 years back that I tasted pure water. I always drink bottled water. Now, the previous time we used to buy pure water and bottled water is 400 naira per pack. They increase it 600.
Wow.
They increase it 650. It goes to 700. Now, you can buy bottled water anywhere. You can even see for 700. But the side where me I live is 1,200 naira. You buy it. There are some places you go to, you buy 1,800.
True.
Where are we going?
The last one I got was for 1,600.
Hi. You don't know why people are jackpa? That word jackpa. You know why?
Tell me.
In Nigeria, we disturb God too much. We say we pray. They are in abroad. All these things, you don't pray for them. You don't disturb your. It comes naturally. That is why some people will go and borrow money. They will do anything just to go out of this country. Have you been to the airport lately?
I haven't, but I've been seeing videos.
Okay. Go. I'm not saying local.
Yeah, I know.
I'm talking about international. Go.
I know. My friends that are leaving, when they get there, they call me on video calls. They just show me around.
In fact, I've seen somebody with a rampu cloth.
Chai.
You know that this one doesn't have money. I don't know if you understand. But he wants to go. He just wants to go. So the country is messed up. So see, you see that man that said that he's drinking garri. He's real though. He's not faking it. He's real. And I don't know if they want us to just leave the country and let only them be inside.
No.
And see if they will survive
or not. It can't be that bad. Come on. It can't be that bad.
Do you know what they call revolution? I'm praying it will not get to that stage. Where even with your billions, you cannot live.
I get it.
You cannot live again. Today, sorry, I'm taking your time. Today.
All right, you have 30 seconds.
Yes, today I was driving.
Yeah.
So you see all this siren. Me, I don't used to value them. I don't used to give them space. I'm in my lane.
Okay.
So they wanted to enter by force.
Okay.
With their so many police. After that time, let me tell you,
Yeah.
I don't care what wants to happen. I did not allow them. I was even pointing at the policeman. He just scratched his car.
Wow.
It gets to that point. So Nigeria is going to the stage whereby the question is, what can we do? What is the solution?
Okay.
What is the solution? Please. I don't know if they are hearing we calling radio station, we talking like this. I don't know if they are hearing or they have someone that is hearing for them.
Yes, they do.
I'm sorry to use this word. Let me not even use it that way. You have 5 senses of man. Is it complete? What you feel, what you inhale, is it complete? Is it complete for them, please? People are suffering.
Okay.
People are going through hell.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you. All right. Pasawa is like our Kobo here in Nigeria. In Ghana, bread prices from 50 pesos, that's to 10 cedis, while in SA, bread is 100 rand. Each time my friends from SA ask how Nigeria is, I lie that Nigeria is fine just to avoid them abusing this country. Wow. As I am, as I am right now. I need someone that can help me process visa and ticket to fly out of this country as soon as possible. Come on. The country is getting scary. No. You and I can make a difference. Before now, beans used to litter everywhere in the market. Low patronage because it is not, you know, people's favorite food. People's favorite food, okay. For so many families, but now children are meant to eat it against their wish. Yet, it's in competition with rice now. Are you serious? I remember using copper to school. Fella was singing then. We thought it was entertainment, but we never saw this coming. We're caught up, Patrick from Akute. Yay, my chest, see within my 600 naira bread, because all my people no believe me one bit, chai. Hello? Please turn off your radio.
Hello, Ada.
Yeah, hello.
Calling back.
Turn off your radio, let's talk.
Yeah, this is the last time you're calling back. Hey.
Yeah, I can.
I say, let's see, you know, who will you pay for talk, who will you talk now for the country? And he say, see that I need to say, you see, there's buy for 600, you know, cash out. If I cash out, you will never be paying up for money. And he say,
wow. Are you there?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Come on. It will. Okay, Constantine has been trying to call. Hello?
Good morning.
Yeah, hello, good morning. Welcome.
How's your week going?
Fine, thank you.
I just want us to do some economic analysis, right?
All right, let's do it.
You know, some people feel like Nigeria is getting worse every day. But what they are forgetting is that it's not that Nigeria, there is a price hike like that in Nigeria. The only thing that the government forget to do is to create an enabling environment, you know, for people to earn money. Not that they are paying much. Okay, quick one. Let's say I stay in Europe. I work Monday to Friday. As a matter of fact, I wake up every 5:30, catch the train to get to the city that I work by 8. Every morning I wake up by 5. At the end of the month, let's say I make 1,500 euros, right? And mind you, I'm not working in a shop. I'm working as an investment analyst for a renowned company. Then I'm going to pay for a rent of, or let's say the minimum rate of 600 euro every month. That is gone.
Oh, wow.
600 euro is gone. I'm going to pay for my tax. You can't avoid this. Let's say approximately 20% of your revenue. That's how much you're going to pay. You're going to pay for your health insurance. Let's say 70 euro. Then I'm going to pay for my monthly train ticket, which is around 70 euro also. Then I'm still going to pay for my monthly bus, like electric bus that I use when I get to the city to get to office, to get to shopping mall, to get other stuff. And the rate of, in a year, 200 euro. Now, if I'm paying almost 70 euro just for the public transport that take me from my city to the city I work, if you cover that, how much is that in Naira? It will be hard for some people to do the conversion. Okay, let's just go to the consumer price index. I think they will have a good understanding of that. The young man was talking about pure water or bottled water at the rate of, I don't know, 500. If I'm buying a plastic water, like a bottled water, I pay like €1.20. How much, what is the exchange rate of euro? That's about almost 1,000 euro. Now, if I'm buying just a bread, just a soft bread, not like the agege big bread, with that bread I go all dissolve and just now we cook, I'm buying it for like €3. Just the bread you can finish right now is still euro. So at the end of the day, how much can I save? With this analysis, how much can I save? I'm not even talking about going to the shopping mall to buy other stuff. And I walk aside as my friends in Nigeria. It's almost like 2 a.m. now, I'm up already. You know, somebody was saying, no, I just give. If I don't give you, I have this mind, like my conscience is judging me. When you already look at your budget for the month and you see, how am I going to survive with this budget? Like, I still need to do some remittances to Nigeria.
Okay.
So what I'm trying to say to my fellow Nigerians as somebody, because I've been working with some data from Nigeria, like especially their consumer price index. As a matter of fact, my final thesis in school is set around that consumer price index and the ability to save, if I may save, to create a kind of money that Nigeria can actually use for investment. So you see that at the end of the day, not that the price is very high, is very much, but the problem we face is because the Nigerian government failed to provide a kind of enabling environment that we create jobs, that we create security, that we create a functional government. What's that functional government is in existence. Yeah. Like you can go to healthcare where you want to go to healthcare. You can have the light where you want to have the light. You can have your internet where you want to have the internet. They wouldn't even mind how much they are paying as far as they are earning this money.
Okay.
So thank you. And a nice topic. I'm still listening to it. Maybe I will derive some other opinion from people that will call. But
okay.
Have a good morning.
Thank you so much for calling. And you too. Be good. All right. I am so sorry. I can't take more calls. I mean, if I let you people, this will be our only topic for the night. We're going to discuss this up until 2 o'clock. So, yes, I understand that we all want to talk about this. It's heating on everyone. I get it. It's also hitting on me. It's telling on everyone. But we just have to talk about something else, all right? Wow. Oh, 6 lines. Seriously buzzing. I am so sorry. We just have to, you know, end it here and get to talk about something else. I really appreciate you all for calling and your WhatsApp messages. Well, let me just squeeze in one or two. There's red for 300 naira, but it doesn't meet the quality or value of what bread is supposed to be. Okay. A woman called in Joyce's show some months ago when the price of bread went up. The woman said they add some things in bread to make the bread that we eat to, like, you know, look presentable and, like, okay. Which is not good. She said that it damages our body when we eat the bread. She said it's not good for old people. Now, wow, that's serious. Okay, thank you so much. At this point, this is where we have to end it. So we talk about relationship. Well, these things are happening. Like, they are happening right before us. And it's really heartbreaking, especially for people that are not that rich. Yes, I get it. Things are now very expensive. Look at the price of a bag of rice. Higher than a country's minimum wage, and yet they expect people to be happy. They expect people to be normal in this country. It's actually a lot to take, I understand. But please, the only way to fix this, the only way that we can fix this is not by, in quotes, jackbuying. It's not by relocating. We have to stay here, fix our country, it's ours. All right? You have to get your PVCs and then vote in the right candidate. Vote who is worthy, who is credible, who can actually feel your pains, who can actually take this country to where it's supposed to be. Please don't sell your vote. Some people sold theirs 7 years ago. Now, some of them that sold it for like 5,000 naira, 10,000 naira, 20,000 naira. What can 20,000 naira do for them today? What has 20,000 naira done for them? So before you do some things, you have to think. Think of the repercussions. Please, don't sell your vote. Use your PVCs. Vote in someone that you can hold accountable. Let us join our efforts together and have the dreamed Nigeria. This is our home. We all can't leave the country. We have to make it work. Okay? Thank you so much once again for expressing yourself and for being civil and polite about the whole thing. All right? I really do appreciate you. Still 99.3 Nigeria Info, and time check, it's 2 minutes gone past one. Now we have to get to the Soul Therapy segment, and tonight we'll be talking about compatibility. So have you ever met someone that you really, really do admire? You like the person, you vibe, you know, it's more like, okay, I think this is going to be my last bus stop. I finally found the one. This is definitely going to be my wife. This is definitely going to be my husband. Together, we die here. Have you ever met someone like that? Then maybe along the line, 2-3 months of dating the person, you just realize that I really like this person. We complement each other, but we're not compatible. Has that ever happened to you? You people look good together. The fashion sense is top notch. You go out, you get compliments like, ooh, your guy is cute. Oh, your babe is cute. This, that. But both of you know that you're not compatible. And this is not about health. This is not about, you know, the genotype incompatibility. No. You just don't fit. You just know that now. If I marry this person, we might not last. Yeah. We're not just there. So yeah, we'll be having that conversation. And when we get back, I want to know chemistry versus compatibility, which is more important to you in a relationship? Do you go for chemistry or compatibility? And of course, when we return, I'll be telling you the difference. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be playing a song called Great Nation. It is a song by Timi Dakolo. Good morning. This is the Chat Station. Absolutely. Do you feel the chemistry with the person you are with right now? All right. Chemistry is a song by Fouls and Simi. And if there's anything about this song that we really can't deny is the chemistry between these two. Amazing piece. And ever since it was released, it's been evergreen. It's just that one song that whenever you listen to it, you just think of someone special, right? I get it. Welcome back to the show. This is the Soul Therapy segment on the Chat Station with Ada Blessing, your radio girlfriend. And it feels good doing this with you every night. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we'll be talking chemistry tonight. And before the break, I asked you a question. And I asked, chemistry or compatibility? Which is more important to you in a relationship? In case you're wondering what that is, so chemistry and compatibility are both key in any relationship. And while some use it interchangeably, they are not the same. In fact, they couldn't be farther from each other. The roots from very different origins, and it's only our minds trying to post-rationalize our emotions that blow them together. Now, when you overtaken by electric feelings, you know, evoked by the other, it is hard to look at it rationally and admit that there is no future for you. for both of you are not compatible. Now, chemistry is the seemingly inexplicable connection between two people in physical proximity. With a high level chemistry, all of your senses conspire to make you like the person next to you. You like what you see, what you hear, what you touch, what you smell, what you taste, like everything. Each sense gives an even stronger feedback, creating a loop of infatuation, a sense of destiny, lust, and love. Now, some people feel this way, but they really can't differentiate it. So, with this explanation, ladies and gentlemen, chemistry versus compatibility, which is more important to you in a relationship? Have you ever liked someone, but then you realized that both of you were not compatible? What did you do? Did you force yourself to make that relationship work? And how did it end? Are you guys now married? So if you had to pick one, would you be with somebody that you have that chemistry with, or you'd rather be with somebody that you are compatible with? Let's have this conversation. It's a very tricky one, so think about it before, you know, calling in for us to talk. Would you rather be with somebody that you vibe with, you have that chemistry, or you be with somebody that is compatible with you? 0700 993 993 993. 0700 993 993 993. The WhatsApp number is 0809 597 5805. My ladies, let's talk. The number is 0146 577 190. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name, dear?
Yeah, my name is Fatou.
Okay, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. About the topic.
Yeah.
I don't really know what you mean by chemistry when it comes to relationship, but what I know about compatibility is that when it comes to relationship, it's very, very important. Now, what is compatibility? Compatibility means that both of you can actually relate, both of you can gel together. You get to understand each other when it comes to issues, when it comes to relationships. So if you are with someone that we are not compatible with, you will know. You will know, because okay, I'm a guy now, and let me judge you the thing as an instance. The girl will not tend to be comfortable around you.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I am here.
Yeah, so anytime she's around you, she will feel nervous, she will not be free to communicate and relate with you. You know, always want to be herself. And hardly tease you, or both of you able to laugh and joke. And such a girl is very dangerous for both of you to, you know, they continue down to marriage, because definitely the relationship will not last. So, one of the essence of relationship is that both of you can actually relate well, understand each other, and enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
In every area or aspects of relationship. So it's very, very important that both of you get to be very compatible. And build it over time. And build your compatibility over
time. Oh dear. You can build compatibility over time. Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Hello?
Adam Blessing.
Yes, boss.
This is not boss, this is
you are my boss now. Good morning, famous DJ Constance. Welcome.
Adam Blessing.
Yes, sir.
There are two words so strong you have brought to this topic. One is, you know, they are all from the chemistry, compatibility. Let me look at the word compatibility first for the life of the day.
Okay.
People come in, this compatibility is, people find it, especially for some of the ladies, and generally the young guys that go after or claim they will love the other one? Is the person able to take care of me, settle my bills? Is that a way of compatibility? No. People look at it to be, okay, we are compatible. What makes you you guys are compatible? Because one person is saying, okay, my rent, this guy is able to pay my rent, so I will go into a relationship with him. But on the other hand, one person is 80% into that relationship and the other one is 20. So what I'm looking at, what I'm driving at is everyone of today, 90% of the population today is not even going for compatibility in a real line. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Good. They're not going for... Now, you take an example. A girl that is hawking pure water and a guy who have a Mercedes-Benz come and fall in love. That guy is falling in love with that girl. But on the girl side, this guy is able to take me for selling pure water and open a supermarket for me. Is that referred to a compatibility? No. One person is looking at it in the real side. One person is looking at it on what they can receive from the other part, from the lover. So I'm trying to say that when somebody is claiming compatibility, there is less on one side and strong on one side.
Okay.
For me. So when we're looking at the compatibility, we should look at it to be a strong, very strong word, but one-sided on the other hand. That's my take.
Okay.
You wanted to say something, but you just read that thing. Okay.
No, not that. You sound like you know me so well. It's all right, my dear. Thanks for calling. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Sexy Moyo.
Good morning. Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, my love. Welcome.
Fine, how is it?
Good, thanks for asking.
Yeah. That's the topic. I'll pick chemistry.
Why?
My own. Like me now. I want somebody that I can fight with.
Okay.
My playmates. I can share my problem with.
Okay.
That anytime, any day, is there for me.
Okay.
Well, the other way around, that one, I don't like it because when somebody, you know, that person don't like you, like me, you know, our relationship is like differently. And the other guys don't like me. I have to switch on myself. The one that I set myself, down, like, the guy will not call. The guy don't show any care, wanting nothing. And I knew, but because of I like the person, I'm trying to just work things out, but I said to myself, Moyo. But I thought you should just let go of this thing.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
So, because I don't sit down, I sit myself down, I sit myself down, the guy will not call me. The guy will not check on me, not say nothing, they don't care. They don't care about me, you understand?
That's serious.
When I'm forcing relationship on him, I have to say that, guys, I don't think I can continue this relationship because it's not working for me. I've been saying it for so long, like, this is not working for me. I can be with somebody that does not care, no calling, no chatting, nothing. You know what I mean, though? For me, I prefer chemistry because chemistry is something that I can fight with. I can play with my playmates, I can talk shit. And when I'm bored.
But you know that, chemistry is temporary and compatibility is forever. Do you know that?
Mommy, I prefer chemistry. I don't know.
Okay.
I prefer chemistry.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. Hello?
Hello, Ada.
Hello, Mr. J.
Good morning, Ada.
Good morning, sir.
Ada, happy birthday to your mom.
Thank you.
May peace remain with you. And may God give him the good health and the greatest health of ever, a long life and prosperity.
So, amen.
And which are the everything we wish is there.
Amen.
May God bless her for us, for giving us a beautiful girl like you.
Wahala. Okay. Thank you.
Ada?
All right, let's get to the topic.
Let's go to compact. Ada?
Yeah.
To me, let me define it my own way. Bound compatibility idea is that finding someone who fits into your ideology, your prosperity in life. Both of you have the same goals and the same plan. And creating something brighter in future for your own benefit of your financial balance. Okay. That is what I see to be a compatibility. Why chemistry to me is that a natural connection in conversation.
Yeah.
Making someone comfortable in your presence and appreciating someone at the due time. That is chemistry to me. So to me it's a different ball game.
Okay.
When I'm going into a relationship. I can build chemistry, but I cannot build compatibility. Because at the end of the day, if you date someone who does not see your ideology or who does not see your future plan as is, and who cannot advise you on few steps to take, and that relationship for me will crumble.
Okay.
In my own perspective of relationship right now, personally right now, if I'm going into a relationship, I believe that our future plan, our investment and our endeavors, like what we are creating together, make the relationship spicy. Make us want to be together for us to reach that goals.
All right.
That is what compatibility means to me. So, if you ask me between chemistry and compatibility, in both ways, you can make the two possible. If you can have chemistry and still create compatibility in your relationship.
You can work on your compatibility here. Yeah?
You can have compatibility and still create chemistry depending on your level of exposure. So, for me, I'll choose compatibility and chemistry. That is my take.
All right. Thank you so much for calling, Mr. Jeff. Hello? Sorry about that. Call back if that was you. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Ada.
Yes, please.
Yeah, Mr. Patrick.
Oh, dear, Mr. Patrick. Please kindly call back. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. What's your name?
Yeah, Ada, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. What's your name, dear?
My name is Madam Gifted.
Madam who?
Gifted.
Okay, welcome, dear. Talk to me.
Yeah, Adam, a first-time caller.
Hey, you're welcome to
you
the
know,
family.
I'm just smiling.
Aww, you're welcome.
Yeah. I just let me say hi to you.
Aww, that's wonderful. Thank
Don't
you
worry,
so
I'll
much.
Him out.
No problems. Thank you, my love. Thank you.
Dear.
All right. Okay, feels really nice when we have new family members. Yeah, it feels good. Okay, we have this call via Skype from Constantine. Let's hear from Constantine and hear what he has to say. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning again, Ada.
Yeah, welcome.
But like I told you before, I'm more like a practical person. Okay. I will always go with compatibility. You know, because I felt like chemistry just that first part that you guys have when you first meet, you know, it's more like a short term, you know, like you meet this girl in the club, you just like her, you just like everything about her, but that is not the total package. But when you're talking about compatibility, you're talking about two people that have some kind of mutual goal that are connected and have some kind of symbiotic goals. Like you like what you are like, you know, you're very ambitious. We can meet on some common ground. We can discuss anything. I know we have that kind of long-term connection that can withstand anything. It's more better than just the chemistry, but everybody strives to have the two when you have the two, then you are a blessed man forever. Yeah,
I feel you.
And that is my take. It just so
if you had to pick one, which would you go for?
I would go for compatibility, of course.
Why not chemistry?
Like I told you, I can have, like, in my own life, I've had a kind of like chemistry with almost everybody that is beautiful, right? But from this program, now I'm thinking about my life, I've only had that chemistry with one person.
Okay.
You know, this is somebody you can wake up in the middle of the night, you just stab this person, and you guys just raise your life together. You see, your goals are in line with this person's goal.
Mm.
What you want to do are in line with this person go. Okay. And with that kind of such person, we never had any issues.
Oh, yeah?
Of course. We never had any issue because we almost like the same thing, like we want to do the same thing. And when there is kind of bias, we always find the middle ground that everybody compromise because the goals are very proximate to each other.
I get it.
So that is why anytime, any day, I will choose compatibility. And this is like a long-term goal. It's not like the chemistry that is just short time. It can be 2 minutes, it can be 1 week. But the compatibility is what stays after the marriage. It's what stays after you guys get old.
I feel you. All right, dear. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
All right, be good. I get it now. Okay. Sorry about that. Call back if that was you. The second topic now, all about chemistry and compatibility. Well, dictionary far from where I day now to distinguish between these two, but make I still the listen first before I drop my own point on these two words, Elvin Crack. Well, I gave you the definition. Good morning, Ada. I go with compatibility. Chemistry comes and goes with different situations, but compatibility is what keeps both of you going when chemistry is not there. Statesman from Ile Ife. Hey, you're Ile Ife statesman, Abby. All right, so. Hello?
Hello, Ada. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Patrick. Welcome back.
Yeah, I called back. The thing cut off again.
Yeah, welcome back.
I think this chemistry you are talking about also speak about feelings, right?
Yeah.
The person you have feelings for.
Mm-hmm.
And also it speaks about love.
True.
That will tell you that many of us will now talk about compatibility, but if compatibility, for instance, is the one that we choose, many don't wait for that compatibility. They go for chemistry. That is what they sing. Love, 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 feelings, feelings, feelings. And they go to feelings, which is that body chemistry. Is at the dying minute that they will now be regretting or something like that. They don't wait for compatibility. Very few people are waiting for that. If they are waiting, if they choose compatibility the way they should sound now, we won't be having the problem we are, do have in the relationship.
Okay.
We should try to balance it. When now they talk about love, they can that love, love and feeling that they do have in mind. Don't allow them to go for compatibility. You see? So if now you ask me which one I will go for, I would tell you say it's compatibility. That's why I do tell people that love, love they talk about, love they aspire. But okay. They argue that love doesn't aspire. Many things that happen in a relationship that tells you that love do aspire. If love doesn't aspire, why should people who sing love, love before, or feelings, feeling, or body chemistry before, should be attacking themselves?
Yeah.
Hello,
I guess, yeah. Yes, I'm here.
Where is that love they think that do make them attack themselves? Many things we hear in the relationship now. Did they justify their thinking about love? About body chemistry?
Okay.
So that is it. And that's my point about it. I choose that compatibility.
Hmm. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. You're going for... Okay. Okay. So, yeah, we are discussing compatibility and chemistry tonight. So, I've had people, you know, walk up to me to say things like, I really like this person. We have the chemistry, but we're not compatible. The first thing that comes to my head is genotype. And when I ask, they say, no, but I just feel we're not compatible. Our goals are not the same, but I really enjoy this person's chemistry. This is the only person I've been with. And I feel we have the same chemistry. So I really don't know what to do at this point. If I should just go with the chemistry and, you know, be in a relationship without compatibility. And some people, they've met people that are compatible. They think alike. They have the same goals. Oh, if I marry this person, my kids are going to be like this. You know, I will be saving a lot more. I'll be more focused. But that chemistry is not there. I don't like this person enough to want to go out with this person. I don't like this person enough to have a long conversation with. Yeah, some people, they're very compatible. They're married, but they don't have that chemistry. That's why some married men, when you ask them to go back home after a while, they tell you, ah, my house is boring. But do they love their wives? Yes, they do. Are they compatible? Of course. I mean, that's why they even got married. But that chemistry to gist, you know, to play, have fun, it's not there. I used to have this married friend, but I kept him at distance because I did not want that relationship to get to a different level. So this guy would call me and we'd be on the phone for over an hour. WhatsApp call. What were we talking about? He never for once mentioned that he liked me. Never. But then we could hold down conversations. We'll talk about... He used to travel a lot. So we'll talk about his trips to different countries. We talk about music industry. We talk about Nigerian youth. We talk about politics. We talk about... We just talk about different things. And there are times that he would just hit me up and be like... Guy, yes, he used to call me Guy. Like, Guy, I did club. Guess what happened? We'll just start gisting. And he would start telling me what happened, how he wanted to get a drink, and what the waiter said, how the waiter acted, how people act over there, how people act over here. You know, it was going on that way. And one day, he called me. And I asked, are you alone? He said, yeah. I was like, fine, let's talk. Why don't you gist with your wife? I was like, I'm not complaining. I'm not saying that you're, you know, bothering me or something. But I just want to know, first, how does she feel when you're on the phone for this long with your friend? And I was like, she's cool, but she really doesn't know. I have my room. She has hers. I was like, the first problem. He was like, what? You've started Abby? I was like, no, I just want to know because I'm just imagining myself being married and instead of my husband gisting with me, he has a friend who is of the opposite sex that he's very comfortable being on the phone with for hours, talking and laughing. See, it's gonna take it's gonna take Christ to descend from heaven to convince me that you're not doing anything with that female friend of yours. So I started feeling uncomfortable. Not like we were doing anything. Like I said, he never asked me out for a day. So he said, well, I really do love my wife. Yeah, but that chemistry is not there. Like, my wife is the type that when I am back, I'm like, babe, what's up? Unlike you, if I call you now and be like, guy, how far now? You just start talking. You be like, hey, well, my day was good though. I went here. This happened and I just with you as well. My wife, babe, what's up? I'm good. How are you? How's your day at work? Fine. Okay, your food is ready. That's all. So even when he brings up conversation like, Omo, did you see what happened today? Tenny, the president, she'll be like, ah, how much is their business? I beg, I cannot stress myself. You know, she shuts off conversation. So he says, but that chemistry is not there. Like, to gist, to have fun. Like, okay, fine, it's Friday night. We're both at home. What are we doing? No. But are they compatible? Very well. Oh, babe, we have $2,000. What are we doing with this? Okay, let us save for this. Oh, let us do this. Let us venture into this business. Let us do that. Yeah, that one is there. But that chemistry. So, this is something that people often overlook. And then over time, years later, it haunts them. And at that point, most people, it becomes too late for them to actually fix it. So you actually know that you don't have chemistry with this person. Why then did you go ahead with the marriage? And again, can you actually find both in one person? Yes, you can. But to those people still wondering what chemistry and compatibility is all about, I'll be giving you the differences, okay? What's this text about? Oh my days. Okay, I cannot read this alone. Let me take this call. I'll read this text out.
Ada?
Yeah, hello.
I'm back.
Welcome back, famous DJ.
From what you're explaining now, this is the famous DJ because I hope you're there.
Yeah.
Look, Ada, I used to have a teacher that used to teach me on your radio.
Okay.
You see, to be compatible, it comes from that chemistry you're speaking of.
Yeah, the chemistry comes first.
Good, but it also goes along. 50-50. Nothing is above. If anything above, relax. When there is no chemistry, there will be no compatibility. When there is no compatibility, there will be no chemistry. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Now, remember, I was taught that there are three things that make a relationship good and perfectly good. But you see, marriage comes from a decorated word formed from love, and that love words came from the L-O-V-E. And if one word is short or is missed out, there's no love. That one, look, observe, venture, and engage. Remember, if you don't look, you observe, you venture, not the capability is not there. Now, I'm waiting for your definition of chemistry and compatibility, because to me, as I said before, even as you said of the other guy, when you have bought into that relationship, there's no compatibility. When there's bought, my wife, she's good, but she talks too much. My wife, she cooks well, but she doesn't know how to give set food material. There's nothing of compatibility. Once they're bought, nobody will tell you, say, my wife and myself, we love ourselves, but hey, that but, there's something. Because it's one person is being moved. Meanwhile, if you see three things that make people very much into relationship, is what? Especially when it comes to your love language. When your wife talks too much and you don't really listen to her, that means the three things, one is short, there's no love language. So what is the real compatibility? It's not there. So I'm waiting for you to give me the definition and how it fit me. Well, we'll see.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling. So I said I was going to take this text. I can't laugh alone. Good morning, Ada. Instead of that chemistry, I'd rather choose physics, because in physics, there is not too much confusion. Ada, sometimes we have to forget about our problems in this country and catch small crews. I can't. Who did this to us, Nigerians and crews? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
this is Moyo calling back.
Welcome back, sexy Moyo.
Yeah. See, there's a difference between chemistry and combined beauty.
Okay. Tell me.
Some married man, if they have chemistry with their wife, they can relate to their wife, they can play with their wife. But the other, the second one, they tell you that their wife is boring, but when it comes to like business, whatever, anything, they are good about it. But there's no chemistry.
Mm.
How fun by that? You tell me that I'm on you. My wife is very vague when it comes to business, but my wife is boring. And there's no chemistry between both of us. But when it comes to things like business, anything, maybe like sitting down, like advice, whatever, she's good. But chemistry, or maybe chemistry that we play, we chat, we talk, maybe like some other things, add fun together, as in, maybe like that vibe is not there. Other than that, I want to play chemistry. I can't meet my husband at home. I cannot talk to my husband. I cannot believe. If you want to do business or any other thing, like cooking, whatever, or any other thing, I cannot chat with you. I'm not looking at you. When I'm saying this, like, I can you look at you, I'm just saying you. So I think I have to say chemistry. So like I relate to you. You know, I like to play a lot. I like to play a lot. I'm a very playful person. You understand? So I prefer that chemistry that my husband, if you are home, can play, can chat together, some other things together. But that one that I cannot relate to my husband. Just look at him. Sometimes I watch him TV, and I cannot talk. I'm not looking at him. I can't do this thing that you look somewhere. You know? So I feel like chemistry. I mean, chemistry is good too. I mean, you should have it. So you cannot see it. It's very rare for you to be good if you forget that. Very rare. My baby chemistry.
Hmm. All right.
All right. Okay.
Thank you, darling Moyo. So, compatibility relates to the long-term potential for a relationship between two people. It depends on things like similar beliefs, lifestyle, and values. The more aligned your core values are with your potential partner, the more likely you are to succeed in any form of long-term relationship you might pursue. Now, chemistry is that thing that causes two people to feel all warm and fuzzy inside when it comes to one another. It's the kind of attraction you see in movies and television shows. It's when, you know, if you think about, well, all you think about is the other person, when all you want to do is talk with them or be with them. Now, passion stems from chemistry, but if it's only attraction or superficial element binding two people together, the chemistry is likely to fizzle out over time. So you have to be careful. Know what you feel for someone. Know what you feel and know what you want in the long run. Chemistry feels like, you know, it red hot fiery urges, while compatibility feels like, you know, that cool ocean waves. And which one would you go for? Which? Chemistry is temporary. You might actually vibe with this person, okay, you feel like talking to them and all. What if you now, you know, stop talking? It's very possible. But compatibility is forever. Compatibility is that feeling you have for someone that you don't need to stress yourself for that person to understand you. It's just there. Because you people have the same values, you think alike, you have the same dreams, and you just feel, you know, this is me in this person. So, if I were to pick, I would definitely go for compatibility. Chemistry is important, but when you're compatible, with little effort, you can have that chemistry. But when all you have is just chemistry and you're not compatible, it's quite risky, because if you're not careful, both of you might not be having problems in that relationship and marriage, because yeah, you like each other, you are attracted to each other, but when it comes to core values, when it comes to, you know, decision making, both of you, you're not compatible. You don't think alike. You feel like doing this one, but your partner, no. Let's say you're in a relationship, you're the private type, you really don't like posting stuff on social media, especially your achievements. You want to keep everything low-key, and you're now with a partner who lives online, lives on social media. Before you even buy a car, that conversation, let's say you just mentioned to her that night that, oh babe, I'm thinking of getting a car, you're waking up in the morning and your babe or your wife has updated her WhatsApp status, baby, getting a car for me soon, I can't wait. I mean, but when you're with somebody that, you know, you're compatible with, you know, such a thing is not going to be a big deal. You don't have to stress yourself telling her, you know, I don't like being out there. I mean, both of you share the same values. Oh, I don't want to be out. I don't want to, you know, put up my business online. I just want to be private. We just want to be private. So you just have to look for what works for you, what best works for you. If you feel that chemistry is what you need to sustain your relationship, it's fine. But I would definitely pick compatibility any day, anytime over chemistry. Thank you very much. 4 more minutes before we say goodnight, and this is where we call it a day. Adablezy is my name. Feel free to hit me up on Instagram at Adablezy, Adablezy, and on Twitter at Ada_Blezy. And we are Nigeria Info FM Lagos on Instagram and on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. You will listen to a song by Emma Gray featuring Buju, and this one is 9:03. And after that, you'll be listening to a repeat broadcast of The Morning Crossfire, The Sunny Side, and Hard Facts. Take care of yourself. Good night.